You have your Bibles and you would like, turn to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, we're going to read a few verses out of that chapter and make it the basis of our lesson. Beginning in verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Thinking on this text, I want us to briefly discuss five things about the grace of God in this particular text. Number one, the grace that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, not just to a select few. The law of Moses was only given to one group of people, the descendants of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob. But the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Paul would say both to the Jew and to the Gentile, or the Jew and the Greek in Romans 1:16. In Acts 10:34, Peter, when he was in the household of Cornelius, observed that God is not a respecter of persons, but that all who are willing to seek him and do his righteousness are accepted unto him. In Matthew 28 and Mark 16, in what we call the Great Commission, the disciples were told to go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. And in Colossians 1:23, in Paul's day, he said that had been accomplished. Number two, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men teaches us. It teaches us. It teaches us two things: to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. You know, Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" And he gave a list of those things that would be considered unrighteousness. That's ungodliness and worldliness, doing that which is outside of what God would want us to do. And those things we are to deny. We are to turn away from. But on the other hand, it says that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. In other words, this idea of repentance that's taught throughout the Bible is that on the one hand, you quit doing that which is wrong, but on the other hand, you replace that with doing that which is right in God's eyes. And so it teaches us that we need to live like Noah, like Job, and like Abraham, who did that which God said. Number three, it says that this grace that brings salvation and teaches us how to live brings us hope. In Titus chapter 3, verses 5, 6, and 7, it says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." When we are in God's grace, then we have hope. We have the hope that Jesus is coming back. We have the hope of going to heaven, which means we have the hope of eternal life. Then the fourth point is that because Jesus has redeemed us from all iniquity, he gave himself for all, not just for a select few, not just for those who would believe on him, but for all. 1 Peter 1:22 says we're redeemed by the word of God, not by corruptible things, but by the incorruptible word of God. And in Galatians 4:5 it says we are redeemed unto the adoption of sons. Jesus was born the Son of God. We have to be born again, and that puts us in an adopted relationship with God to be heirs with Jesus. And finally, it says that this grace that bring salvation and teaches us how to live and provides us with the hope that we have in Jesus Christ because he's redeemed us from our iniquities, also lets us know that we're purified by him for a purpose, unto good works. You know, in Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Think about the life you're living, if that's the attitude that is presented in the way you live and the way you're perceived. Ephesians 2:10 says that we're created in His image unto or for the purpose of these good works. And our text says that we should be zealous of those good works. That means we need to be seeking that God would send us opportunities to do good for somebody, to do good works. And that we get our instruction from the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:15. That we should know the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Let's think of these things about the grace of God and what it provides for us, and how wonderful it is that He loved us enough to be willing to do that. For the actual grace of God is the sending of His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Something we don't deserve, but something that is very good. You may be here this afternoon and you've never partaken of that grace because you haven't obeyed the gospel. We want to give you that opportunity this afternoon. Or perhaps in the past you've obeyed the gospel, but you haven't decided to stay faithful and live that faithful life unto Him till the end. We want to help you get right with God. If we can, won't you come forward right now as we stand and sing our song of encouragement.